This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Labor pain continues at Boeing.
Members voted to reject the company's latest offer by 64%.
John Holden, president of Local 751 of the Machinist Union, announcing the strike against the aerospace giant will continue.
We will push to get back to the table. We will push for the members' demands as quickly as we can. And we remain on strike.
The big sticking point, the machinists want a traditional-style pension return. Boeing says that's not going to happen. Earlier, it reported a $6 billion third-quarter loss. The White House announced there are 3,000 North Korean troops training in Russia for what the U.S. suspects will be deployment into Russia's war on Ukraine. We're learning that after leaving Monday night's campaign stop in Milwaukee, Vice President Harris's motorcade passed a car going the wrong way on I-94. Drunken driving charges pending against a 55-year-old man. This is ABC. Striking machinists at Boeing rejected the aerospace giant's latest contract offer. The strike will continue.
Really, the main sticking point is over pensions. The 33,000 machinists lost their pensions a decade ago. Now, 10 years later, they're demanding to get them back. Boeing is saying in 2024, that's not possible. Most companies don't have pensions anymore, let alone bring them back after they went away. But the workers are standing firm.
ABC's Alex Stone, 64% voted no on the proposed contract. Separately, Boeing reported a $6 billion loss for its third quarter. In Grand Teton National Park, the female grizzly bear, beloved for decades by tourists, biologists, and wildlife photographers, was identified as grizzly number 399. The park reports the bear was killed Tuesday night, struck by a vehicle. The driver wasn't hurt. At least 28 years old, the animal was the oldest known reproducing female grizzly in the Yellowstone ecosystem. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Much of the Badger State is still in high fire danger. In fact, in some parts of central and northeastern Wisconsin, the risk is now considered very high. Here's Brittany Merlot.
There have been 72 wildfires across Wisconsin in the past week, burning a total of 925 acres. Most of them were started by equipment like mowing operations, RVs, and more. But burning debris, even when it's been banned, has still been happening. Don't do it. One spark, even as small as a cigarette butt, can start a fire.
We're getting into cold and flu season. Extra hand washing and dry air can lead some to develop eczema. Dr. Abigail Tao, a Spirus dermatologist.
People with eczema tend to have more inflammation at the skin layer. So it presents with dry, itchy, scaly, rashy skin.
She says it's critical to take care of that dry skin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
The Bucks without Middleton. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers began his press conference by asking the number one question on the mind of reporters.
I wonder what you're going to ask.
Was Chris Middleton able to practice yesterday?
No Chris today, so probably no Chris tomorrow. Probably, or he's
it's pretty 100%, so 99.
The Bucks are in Philadelphia tonight against the 76ers for their season opener. Philly will be without Paul George and Joel Embiid. NFL, the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon hopes he can return a kick for a touchdown Sunday in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. Says he's kind of tired of being tackled by kickers and punters.
I think I should have like 7 touchdowns right now in the NFL, and all of them got stopped by a kicker. So I'm trying to figure out a way to make the kicker and punter miss, but they just take good angles and it's starting to irritate me. Rams, Kansas City, Philly.
That's the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies and calm winds in the overnight, near 30 at sunrise. Clouds will thicken up Thursday, highs in the mid-60s, a south breeze up to 5 to 15 miles per hour. By Thursday night, there will be a chance of showers and storms across the area, mid-40s for lows. Right now, it's 34.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Host of Rational Revolution, Mark Becker, in with a big announcement. And friend of the show, Matt Flynn, looking at the day's headlines. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Visit thyroidawareness.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour two of our program. Property pirates, how Trump's billionaires are hijacking affordable housing. That's the title of my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com. America's morbidly rich billionaires are at it again, screwing the average person's family's ability to have decent, affordable housing. You know, Canada, New Zealand, Singapore, and Denmark have all done something about this. They have, in varying degrees and in varying ways, outlawed billionaires, hedge funds, big banks, foreign investors from buying residential housing in their countries. We should do the same thing here. I mean, housing is an essential part of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I noted, I think on Monday, I talked about this, how it's actually in my new book, The Hidden History of the American Dream. When my dad bought his first home in the 1950s, it was 1957, I was 6 years old, that the median price of a single-family home at that time was 2.2 times the American median family income. And my recollection is that my dad was making around $7,000 a year, which is good money back then, and he bought that house for $13,000 a year, which is about that. It's a, you know, the house cost about twice what his annual salary was. That was normal in the 1950s. Today, the median house sells for $417,000, and the median income, American income, is $40,000. That's a ratio of 10 to 1 rather than a ratio of 2 to 1. So housing has become 5 times more expensive than it was in the 1950s. Now, you know, that's pretty substantial, right? But it really has exploded since George W. Bush crashed the housing market in 2008. When that happened, you know, one of the big banks came out with this report saying that this is the new opportunity, right? Buy single family homes. And the billionaires, the right wing billionaires, and the hedge funds and the big banks have jumped into this with both feet. There's a new report that just came out day before yesterday from Popular Democracy and the Institute for Policy Studies. And let me just quote, this is from the report itself, not from me. This is the report from these two organizations. Quote, billionaire-backed private equity firms worm their way into different segments of the housing market to extract ever-increasing rents and value from multifamily rental, single-family homes, and mobile home park communities. Global billionaires purchase billions in U.S. real estate to diversify their asset holdings, driving the creation of luxury housing that functions as safety deposit boxes in the sky. Estimates of hidden wealth are as high as $36 trillion globally, with billions parked in U.S. land and housing markets. Quote, wealthy investors are acquiring property and holding units vacant so that in many communities, the number of vacant units greatly exceeds the number of unhoused people. Nationwide, there are 16 million vacant homes, 28 vacant homes for every unhoused person. Quote, billionaire investors are buying up large segments of the short-term rental market, preventing local residents from living in these homes in order to cash in on tourism. These are not small owners with one unit, but corporate owners with multiple properties. And, quote, billionaire investors and corporate landlords are targeting communities of color and low-income residents in particular with rent increases, high rates of eviction, and unhealthy living conditions. What's more, billionaire-owned private equity firms are investing in subsidized housing, enjoying tax breaks and public benefits, while raising rents and evicting low-income tenants from housing they are only required to keep affordable temporarily. Everywhere you look in America, you're seeing this problem. We're seeing homelessness all over this country. And it turns out that 32% is the magic number that triggers homelessness. When the cost of housing in a community exceeds 32% of the average income in that community, homelessness begins to grow. It's mathematically measurable. And this was from a study by Zillow. And they say across the country, the rent burden already exceeds the 32% of median income threshold in 100 out of 386 markets included in this analysis. They write, this is from Zillow, quote, this research demonstrates that the homeless population climbs faster when rent affordability, the share of income people spend on rent, crosses certain thresholds, in this case 32%. In many areas beyond these thresholds, even modest rent increases can push thousands more Americans into homelessness. And, you know, I quote from articles in the Wall Street Journal and, you know, a book about this, the Bank of International Settlements. The Blackstone Group, which is, largely owned and run by billionaire Steven Schwarzman, who's a big supporter of Donald Trump. Blackstone Group is now the world's largest real estate investment firm. At the time, they were buying $150 million worth of American houses every week, trying to spend over $10 billion. This is from the study from Popular Democracy and the Institute for Policy Studies. Quote, Blackstone, billionaire Steven Schwarzman's Blackstone is the largest corporate landlord in the world with a vast and diversified real estate portfolio. It owns more than 300,000 residential units across the U.S., has $1 trillion in global assets, and nearly doubled its profits in 2021. Blackstone owns 149,000 multifamily apartment units, 63,000 single-family homes, 70 mobile home parks with 13,000 lots, and student housing through the American campus communities with 144,300 beds in 205 properties. They recently acquired 95,000 properties of subsidized housing. So they're getting into the business where Jared Kushner and his dad made their fortunes. In 2018, we don't have more recent numbers right now, but in 2018, corporations and the billionaires that own or run them bought one out of every 10 homes sold in America. And it's gotten worse every year since then. And as I said, this all took place when Morgan Stanley, in 2011, published a report titled The Rentership Society, arguing that the big new investment opportunity for billionaires, banks, and hedge funds with single-family homes, because people have to have them. I mean, you'll do just about anything to not end up sleeping on the street, including paying, you know, half your paycheck over to a landlord. And as a result, Warren Buffett, KKR, the Carlyle Group, they've all jumped into residential real estate in a big way. John Husing, who is the owner of Economics and Politics, Inc., told the Tennessean newspaper, what you have are neighborhoods that are essentially unregulated apartment houses. It could be disastrous for the city. As Zillow found, quote, the areas that are most vulnerable to rising rents, unaffordability, and poverty hold 15% of the U.S. population and 47% of people experiencing homelessness. In other words, the more the billionaires invade the housing market, and they are doing it like, I mean, it's like, you know, cockroaches overrunning the kitchen, right? The more the billionaires dominate the housing market, the more you see homelessness. You're driving down the street and you see homeless people by the side of the street. You see tents out there by the side of the freeway. It's billionaire investors that are largely that are driving this process.
So what do we do about this? We outlaw it. It's very simple. You say, okay, you can own three single-family homes in America, period. Or five, maybe. I mean, let's have a conversation about this in America. We have never actually had a conversation about whether housing should be a right, not a privilege, whether housing should be protected by government, whether this is an appropriate role for government to intervene. I think it is. I realize libertarians and Republicans will say it's not. I get that. I know the argument. But Canada, Denmark, Singapore, New Zealand, they have all said, no, no more foreign investors, no more corporate investors. Housing is for living in. Homes are to live in. Homes are for families. Enough of this, you know, hey, we can make billions, hundreds of billions of dollars by screwing renters. Enough of that. It's time to end this scam by these Trump-supporting right-wing billionaires who are just distorting our housing market like crazy. What say you? I'll be back on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It looks like we may find out what happened at Arlington Cemetery on Friday. Stay tuned.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wear a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. If that's the case, clear out your cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I did, and it's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. So if you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did, CB Distillery. With over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. And I have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off everything on the site. That's cbdistillery.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, for that 20% discount. CBDistillery.com.
Buying up the homes, keeping them out of sight. Families locked up, watching dreams drift away. While billionaires hoard every place we try to stay. Property planners, hijacking what's ours. Turning homes into towers, reaching for the stars. They take what's meant for all of us. Turning shelter into gold dust. They steal our streets, they raise the stakes.
Property pirates, how much more will they take? Slipping fast with sacks of cash. Turning, yeah, it's the property pirates. I'm telling you, these Trump-supporting billionaires who are buying up housing all across the country. It's a mess. All right. There was this story a couple weeks ago. Donald Trump went to Arlington National Cemetery and illegally... You know, the rules are very, very clear. You can't use this cemetery for campaign events, and there are parts of the cemetery where you can't even take pictures. He went into those sacred parts where you can't take pictures and took pictures, you know, thumbs up, big smile in front of the graves of dead soldiers. The families of the dead soldiers are objecting. An employee of the cemetery and apparently a member of the Army, because I believe the Army owns the cemetery, tried to stop Trump and his people and got shoved out of the way and threatened, but decided not to press charges because she did not want to be harassed by Trump's maggot, you know, followers. But American Oversight, which is a nonpartisan, nonprofit kind of good government group, has filed a Freedom of Information Act request, and a federal judge ordered that the Arlington National Cemetery, that the Army release the records of what happened at the cemetery, and that they be released by Friday. Today is Wednesday. This is the statement from American Oversight, from their executive director, interim executive director, Choma Chukwu. With the election just 2 weeks away, the American people have a clear and compelling interest in knowing how the government responded to an alleged incident involving a major presidential candidate who has a history of politicizing the military. So the shots of Trump smiling and giving a thumbs up were later used in campaign spots, which is against the law. The employee who tried to stop the campaign workers from filming in the area was, quote, abruptly pushed aside by a Trump campaign staffer. That's called assault. Army officials condemned this, but and said that Trump was warned that, quote, federal laws, army regulations, and DOD policies clearly prohibit political activities on cemetery grounds, end quote. But the Army also said, we're not going to pursue this. And Trump campaign officials said that they were going to release a video proving that they didn't actually shove anybody and that they didn't take pictures where they couldn't. And now they're refusing to release the pictures. So we will know on Friday. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Times editorial board endorsed Democratic candidates for president. They endorsed Barack Obama in 2008. They endorsed Barack Obama in 2012. In 2016, they endorsed Hillary Clinton. In 2020, they endorsed Joe Biden. But they've got a new owner, Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, who's a billionaire doctor who made his money in the healthcare industry. You can make $1 billion in the healthcare industry right now. It's just amazing how much money you can make, you know, fleecing Americans. So he bought the Los Angeles Times, and executive editor Terry Tang told the editorial board earlier this month that the paper is not going to be endorsing a candidate this election cycle. The Los Angeles Times not going to endorse Kamala Harris because their billionaire owner, what, wants another tax cut? I don't know. It's crazy stuff. It's just crazy stuff. So, anyhow. What's on your mind? Holly in Marshall, Missouri. Hey, Holly, what's up?
Oh, I wanted to talk about the housing because we're having... Can you hear me, Tom?
Yeah, just fine, Holly.
Okay, because I've been personally fighting with the mayor since he got elected about the housing. We have people living in garages here in rural Missouri, and a hospital was recently torn down, which opened up almost 2 acres of beautiful land. It would have been perfect for multiple dwelling. I keep trying to explain to them about apartment houses that they live in every city in this country. And he said, no, and it's all private houses. And I did some research, and the developers only make money when they build a private house.
Well, they make more money that way. Yeah, they make more money that way. Well, I wish you well, Holly. I mean, you're making my point. The housing market has been badly distorted by basically the investor class, and we've got to do something about it. Holly, and good luck dealing with that there in Marshall, Missouri. Thank you so much for the call, and thank you for watching Free Speech. We'll be right back, 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what's on your mind? Stick around. I'll be picking up your calls on the other side of this break. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
News from the center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Labor pain continues at Boeing.
Members voted to reject the company's latest offer by 64%.
John Holden, president of Local 751 of the Machinist Union, announcing the strike against the aerospace giant will continue.
We will push to get back to the table. We will push for the members' demands as quickly as we can. And we remain on strike.
The big sticking point, the machinists want a traditional-style pension return. Boeing says that's not going to happen. Earlier, it reported a $6 billion third-quarter loss. The White House announced there are 3,000 North Korean troops training in Russia for what the U.S. suspects will be deployment into Russia's war on Ukraine. We're learning that after leaving Monday night's campaign stop in Milwaukee, Vice President Harris's motorcade passed a car going the wrong way on I-94. Drunken driving charges pending against a 55-year-old man. This is ABC.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Nearly 100,000 people cast their ballots on the first day of early voting here in the Badger State. The Wisconsin Elections Commission reports more than 97,400 ballots were cast here Tuesday. There were so many people ready to vote early that the WisVote system had some major slowdowns. It was taking longer for poll workers to be able to print out labels that go on each absentee ballot. The chair of the Elections Commission says they've increased their capacity so that won't happen again, but basically said that's a great problem to have, causing the high turnout terrific. Meanwhile, the mayor of Wausau confirmed that the Department of Justice seized his and his wife's cell phones. This comes after Doug Dinney removed the ballot drop box outside City Hall there in Wausau in September. He says it was totally within the scope of the mayor's office. He says he does not know the current stage of the investigation. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Actress Zoe Saldana takes her craft seriously. How seriously? She told Variety that she wanted to go back and reshoot Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame because she says now she totally understands her character, Gamora's arc, better. She says she knows it can't happen, but she wishes she could because now she has a better grasp on what directors the Russo brothers had in mind. Ouch. I love Zoe Saldana, but maybe you do a little more homework next time before you hit the screen for two multi-million-dollar films. Saldana played the same role in the Guardians of the Galaxy films as well. Netflix has announced there will be a season two of the A24 show Beef. The Hollywood Reporter says season two will focus on a young couple who witnesses a fight between their boss and his wife and will star the outstanding Carey Mulligan and Oscar Isaacson. Season one, starring Steven Yeun and Ali Wong, took home 8 Emmys. Isaacson and Mulligan worked together previously in the Coen brothers film Inside Llewyn Davis. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies and calm winds in the overnight, near 30 at sunrise. Clouds will thicken up Thursday, highs in the mid-60s, a south breeze up to 5 to 15 miles per hour. By Thursday night, there will be a chance of showers and storms across the area, mid-40s for lows. It's 33 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a Spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapahoe Way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, we'll dive into Kamala Harris's policies with Earl Ingram. Plus, are GOP polls rigging the averages in favor of Trump? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbarine and get 15% off going forward. Just go to superbarine.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbarine.com. And the code that you use to get that free month supply and 15% off is Tom, T-H-O-M, superbarine.com. And the code is Tom. Party, they say with the spear, mispronounced Kamala, hope and move fear. It's not just a game, it's a calculated plan to divide and deceive every woman and man. They aim for the heart, but the wounds in our trust. When words become weapons, they shatter what's just. Weaponizing words, tearing us apart. In every sentence, they poison the heart. It's more than just names, it's control they crave. Democracy, they bury a nation. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma, what's up?
Oh, everything. earlier, someone was talking about advertising. Mm-hmm. And I have always believed that advertising is a campaign of subversion against intellectual honesty and moral integrity.
Well, if I may, very quickly, because I used to own two different ad agencies, good advertising says to people who don't know that you've got a product that they can use or might be a benefit to them that that product exists. I mean, that there's a legitimate reason for good advertising.
Yes. Is there any, though?
Yeah, there is. There's actually a lot of good advertising out there, Norma. There really is. I mean, when your supermarket says, hey, we're running a sale on bananas, that's not there to deceive you. It's to tell you, hey, we've got bananas for 20 cents off.
Yeah, okay. Well, what I believe is that Trump has is turning his name into a thing, into a product. Mm-hmm. And he talks about Trump this and Trump that.
Yeah, it's
and
called
he tries
a brand.
To sell Trump. Yes,
right.
It is a brand.
You're absolutely right.
And he refers to himself in what, the third person, Trump mm-hmm. this and Trump that. Mm-hmm. But once advertising left something as wonderful as Doris Day and See the USA and your Chevrolet, mm-hmm. it became what is called perception management, the right. science of perception management. And he has used this to teach people, you know, that, oh, those brown people, the black people, those yellow people are horrible, and those other people. He uses other, you know, to teach people this. And as long as he continues to do that, you know, that is what the problem is with the Trump people. You can't teach them anything. They become hysterical and angry and dangerous like him. But until, you know, people would wake up, I wish that someone like Chris Hayes or Rachel Maddow would go back and pull up one of the early Prentice shows and then compare it to what he is saying today so people can see that, in my personal opinion, he is suffering from some type of chronic heart failure, and he is in the early stages of Alzheimer's. And the people around him, is it a crime for them to keep their mouth shut when it comes to discussing his health? you know, because I personally think he's off his rocker.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I don't think I'm the only one.
No, that's a good
but
clinical
cannot,
explanation. Yeah.
Yeah. But until, like everybody's, you know, I go out door knocking and talking all the time. But if we don't win this one, most people don't understand his code words, and they don't realize how dangerous he is. He wants to become Kim Jong-un and be a supreme leader. And I don't even – I'm wondering if he would even allow Congress to exist. Do these Republican House people understand that he could even close the Capitol and they'd be out of a job, particularly if he owns the entire budget for the United States?
Yeah.
You know, these people don't understand because they're so deep into Trump world. I don't think that they can see further than that. But, you know, it just
– I don't disagree. I don't think there's anything that's beyond his – the wildest scenarios you can come up with are not incredible.
No department heads means no cabinet. And then if he got rid of Congress, all he would have to deal with is his own Supreme Court.
Right.
And his own loyal army that he intends to turn on everybody.
Yep.
And I don't understand why people continue. They can't seem to see this coming. And
there's people who see it coming and they want it. I mean, you know, the fascists, I mean, Giorgia Meloni in Italy, Italy just elected a fascist leader. You've got all over the world, you've got right wingers who are rising to power.
Yeah.
They elected Duterte in the Philippines. Fascism is very appealing to some people.
In my personal opinion, this is the billionaires, the trillionaires gaining control of the planet. And there are too many of us to make them happy. And so what are they going to do with us? You know, we want things like health care and housing. And here in Alabama, we did pass a law that North Korea, China, Russia, and Iran cannot buy property in Alabama. But that does not stop someone who has – that was last year.
Huh.
I kept screaming about the house across the street. He says he's from Taiwan. It's been empty for almost 4 years.
Wow.
And, he charges $1,000 a month. And the third bedroom – it's actually a closet, but he's, and the house is not really livable for a family. It doesn't even have a driveway.
So it's just an investment property.
Yes. He said he wanted to buy 52 so he'd get a rent check every week. And you see, this is foreign investment like you're talking about.
Yeah.
And as long as our people are denied the things that we need, which will happen under Trump. I don't want 100 people a day beating on my door because their children are hungry.
Yeah.
And I try to explain this to people. When you get rid of the Department of Agriculture, there's no food in the schools. You get rid of the Department of Education, there may not be any schools. We have a federal law. Your children go to schools at the age of 17. Are they going to arrest people who can't pay for private school? People don't understand how, I'm scared to death, Tom.
Yeah.
I spent an hour yesterday just talking to about 5 people, and 2 of them understood exactly what I was saying, and they backed me up.
Yeah.
And trying to get the other 3 to understand that Social Security will be gone, Medicare, Medicaid, children's health insurance, the Affordable Care Act, education, housing, and you get rid of the FCC. How much will your phone cost you every month?
Right.
And
no,
I'm
with you on all these things, Norma.
You get rid of ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC, MSNBC, and you only have Fox News?
That's what Trump would like. Actually, he doesn't want to get rid of them. He wants to sue them into bankruptcy so that he can sell them off to other right-wing billionaires who are good friends of his who will turn them into, he'd like to see Rupert Murdoch have some competition, some real competition, not just, these pathetic things like Newsmax.
Well, most of these people who support him are also big football players. And if you do not have federal money for schools, are they going to teach math and science or are they going to teach football?
Yeah. Yeah.
And one guy looked at me really funny. He looked at me really funny. I said, you need to think about it. I said, our way of life is on the line here.
Yeah.
It used to be that you had travel lodges across the country and people would take vacations. But nobody can take a vacation today, really, not the average guy. He has to get enough gas to go to work.
Yeah, and those low-end hotels are vanishing, although Holiday Inn still has them. But Norm, I've got to move along, but your points are very, very well made, and I truly appreciate it. Thank you so much. It's always so nice to hear from you, and you're an inspiration.
Well, I've been busy. That's why you haven't heard from me. Okay. Knocking on doors is important.
Right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Norma. Good talking to you. Larry in Corvallis, Oregon. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hello, Tom.
Hey.
No matter how many votes Trump gets, he cannot legally be sworn in as president of the United States of America. And if he is sworn in by a corrupt justice off of the Supreme Court, we have an illegitimate government.
Are you talking about the 14th Amendment?
Yes, sir. 14th Amendment, Article 3.
The Supreme Court said it doesn't matter. You can ignore the Constitution. Or at least six Republicans in the Supreme Court said that. This was the Anderson decision. And I think it's one of the most corrupt decisions we've ever seen come out of a Supreme Court. It's right up there with Dred Scott.
If that happens, there will be American citizens like the Washingtons, Hamiltons, that stood up against the British Army and defeated them to reclaim our illegitimate government.
I don't think so. I think America is going to go through some stuff, to paraphrase Donald Trump. If he becomes president, we are going to slide into something very much like what Chile experienced under Pinochet.
You think the very American people would just roll over and play dead? I don't think so. I think there.
I think enough will, and enough will be cowed. I mean, please, Larry, identify for me in the last 50 years, or the last 100 years. You know, we can think of at least a dozen countries that have flipped hard right. Have any of them seen a revolt by their people? Hungary didn't. Russia didn't.
Yeah, but you're talking about the
Italy
United
didn't.
States of America and the American people and the liberties they're taking away from them.
I get that. And we like to think that we're exceptional, but I just don't think we are. We are exceptional in some ways. We've got massive natural resources and things like that.
And, I think we would be exceptional in this case. We will stand up just like the unarmed, fully armed, broke poor people in America that took over defeated the British in the 1700s.
You know, the British were a long way away. That was a foreign government controlling us. And that's a whole different circumstance than us controlling us. Larry, I hope you're right and that I'm wrong. And I will acknowledge that there's a possibility that you're right and I'm wrong, but I don't think so. Larry, thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your media support group for We the People. Back with your calls in just a moment. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box. The next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com. N-O-K-B-O-X. .com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X, and I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. And it's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All to see, still he spun his web of conspiracy. The votes were counted, the people spoke, but he turned it all into a joke. From big to small, his lies took flight, now they're lost in the darkest night. The Trumping lie, it's tearing us apart. Been truthful at all. He's never been truthful at all. Talk about 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Gene in Norco, California. Hey, Gene, what's up?
Hi, it's my turn.
Indeed.
So the thesis of my argument here is that I'm so tired of people saying that they're smarter than Vice President Harris. or that they're more well-informed than Vice President Harris. And I'd like to make a quick comment on housing and the cemetery thing. But you'd be surprised who I am. You don't lose hope on Libertarians and Republicans. Housing, yeah, I bought an RV. I was fortunate enough to be able to buy an RV because I would do anything to have a roof over my head. And, you know, people run into trouble. And I loved about what you said was, let's have a conversation about this. Because, I mean, we compare ourselves to Sweden, Norway, what have you. It's not really a great comparison, but it's a great idea. So, corporate investors, fine, you can have 10 houses in Martha's Vineyard. It's different than having 10 houses in downtown Santa Ana in Orange County. Yep. It's like, okay, and maybe you can have an apartment building, this, that. But stay out of single-family homes. The American dream is a single-family home, a house, place to raise your kids, a nice middle-class job.
Yeah.
So stay out of that.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, go make your money somewhere else.
I agree. I completely agree.
That you said, like, have a conversation about it. It's like a compromise.
No, I'm not saying that there should be a compromise, but you can't get to those kind of laws without having a conversation. I mean, we've got to bring this topic up. This is a topic that is not being discussed in the media. You will not see an article in today's New York Times about the housing crisis in America, and it needs to be.
And we're polarized right now. We're like this or that. Let's, like, all agree to talk in the middle.
See, I don't think we're polarized on housing. I am guessing that if you were to say to most Trump supporters, without identifying yourself as a Democrat, if you were to simply say to most Trump supporters, I think housing should be a right, not a privilege. I think that we need to get the billionaire investors out of the housing market so that we can have decent housing. I'm guessing 95% of them would agree with you, Gene.
I think certain types of housing should be a right, not a privilege.
Yeah.
I think, like, a single-family home.
Yep.
That should be a right. Like, the American citizen economy is an asset for the American citizen.
Yeah, shelter should be a right. The single-family home should be a privilege, but it should be one that is not compromised by Trump-supporting billionaire investors who are just looking to make another $1 trillion. I mean,
They're dirtying it up.
Yeah.
So I like that. I like, let's have a conversation about that, and I agree that we're not. The cemetery thing, if you've ever been to if you've ever been to a military funeral, it's so solemn.
Yeah.
And it's so, I don't know, just sacred. And so I listen to this show because, Tom, you show me stuff, and you'd be surprised who I am, okay? I'm gonna go ahead and pull off the mask. Trump is my hero, okay? But so there's hope. There's hope for us, okay? Kamala Harris is not dumb. I'm tired of hearing that. Kamala Harris is not, less informed. I am a software engineer. I am not as smart as Kamala Harris or Vice President Harris. Kamala, whatever. I don't know how to say it. Yeah. Vice President Harris. You wouldn't want me trying to run the country. I'm good at talking to computers.
Especially not if Trump is your hero. Forgive me, but
and so it's like there's hope out there. Like we're not all terrible.
Again.
So, anyways, if that's right about the cemetery thing, we need to look at that. Not necessarily. So. Whoever gets, I'm not going to go into it. There's a lot of reasons why I wouldn't want Kamala to get voted in, but I'm going to trust her. I'm going to trust her intelligence. I'm going to trust her information, and everybody else out there needs to accept it.
Good on you. Gene, I'm sorry I'm out of time, but thank you for a heartfelt call, and I appreciate your sentiments. We'll be back on the other side of this break. The latest Fox News live from Sean Hannity. It's mind-boggling.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it. because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this...
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
Next, Tom Polsiewicz and I dig into John Kelly's blockbuster New York Times interview. We've got the clips from the interview. Donald Trump fully bear hugging Adolf Hitler. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.